Best season in the NRL last year, Damien Cook. He represented New South Wales in a series origin win for New South Wales and also played for Australia at the back end of the year. Unfortunately, South Sydney didn't go on and win the competition. They were knocked out, but they had a tremendous year on the back of Damien Cook, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Damien.
Morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries at all, mate. Describe 2018.
It was a special one, mate. It was, I had a few goals I wanted to reach throughout the year, and the main one just being playing week in, week out, South Sydney. I wanted to be a regular first grader, and, off the back of that, the team was playing well, which allowed me to play some good footy, which, led to those representative games, which is, something probably, 12 to 18 months, before last year, I didn't think might have been even possible.
Yeah, Damien, it seems a long time ago now with all the success you had last year that you were actually sharing that position with Robbie Farah at the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, it's right. It's not that long ago where I was just, like I said before, trying to fight for that number nine spot. So that was really my main goal of the year. I knew I could play NRL, but playing it week in, week out is something I wanted to be able to do, not just be one of those players that come in every now and then. I felt like I had the ability to play week in, week out, and I'm pretty grateful for the opportunity last year. Six put their trust in me, and one thing led to another.
Yeah, well, you played very well, mate, and you mentioned the forwards were pretty dominant, and your ability to get out of there was one of the reasons South Sydney had such successful season. But you always got to change your game up and do a few little things differently each year. What are some of the things that you've worked on going into this season?
Yeah, so this year, I've been back about 3 weeks now, and obviously could be good timing. We're coming into a year after last year with Wayne coming in as coach and Jason Demetrio as the attacking as well. So my new set of eyes to watch me and help me change my game or adapt to different situations as well. But last year, we were quite structured, and this year I feel like it might be just a little bit different in certain areas, and maybe allow me to control the ruck a little bit more, where I can play with my forwards a little bit more through the middle maybe, and just little things like that. But just being able to read the game when the ruck's slow as well. So it's all well and good when the ruck's moving forward and fast, and I'm able to bring my strengths in my running game, but I want to be able to dominate that part of the game that the one Cameron Smith do so well, win the ruck when it's slow.
And it's so important because you know that every game you can't dominate through the middle, and therefore it lacks your ability to get out. And if teams put numbers into the tackle and slow it down, they can nullify your game. So you've got to try and compete against that, but also come up with some different plays and understanding the role from dummy half and how to get quick play the ball and generate that ruck speed is something that would be beneficial to you.
Yeah, that's right. If it's not going to happen for us through the middle certain games, because we've got a great forward pack, and obviously teams are going to target that, but if we're not moving forward, or if we are moving forward and building some momentum, it's obviously going to bring the defence in, and then we've got some great outside backs that we can get the ball to. So if we're not making the breaks through the middle, then
just sort of went out of contact with us there, Damien. You still there?
I'm back now, yeah.
Ah, beautiful, mate. Good. You can tell everybody now, mate, you got this long-term contract. You were never going anywhere, were you, at the back end of last year?
No, I was never going anywhere.
You can say that now.
Yeah, I joked around with a couple of guys at Club Richo on that, but there was never any interest from anywhere else. I was always staying here, but, it was always where I wanted to be. Siege going to Brisbane, obviously I've got a good relationship with him. He's a big part of the year I was able to have last year. But, I've got to do what's right for me as well. And, I love being in Sydney and the team I've got at South Sydney. I've got to make sure I'm a hooker behind a great forward pack and a great team that suits me, and I feel like that South Sydney was that team.
And how have you found your new coach, Wayne Bennett, and is there any similarities at all between he and Anthony Seibold, or are they completely different in their approach?
No, they're pretty similar. Wayne's pretty funny old bloke. He's quick-witted, and you don't see that when you see it on him in the media and stuff like that. But one thing I've learned about, he doesn't shake hands, really. You only get one handshake a week.
Yeah.
They always try and get sneak another one in there, but he remembers whose hands he shakes and stuff like that. So, but he's pretty relaxed. He's good to chat to. you know, off the field as well. It's not all about footy for him. I've noticed that what the other players have said about is, you know, he looks after his players and he cares about them. That's something I've really noticed while I've been here as well, while he's been here.
Damien, have you... is it too early to sit down with him and talk about your game and what he thinks of your game and, you know, vice versa, the sort of feedback, or will that happen, or have you already done it?
We've sort of done it a little bit. There's been little conversations here and there, but we actually haven't sat down and spoken about it. We're with the new, obviously, Jason Demetrio there as well. I think the team and the coaches are just learning about each other, what's going to work. They're trying to bring their own little... you know, spin on things, and but then again, we're trying to keep what works for us, what we did so well last year as well. So I think over time, and after we start playing some games, we might be able to learn a bit more about each other, and he might have some things he'd like me to do different. But he has spoken about he wants me to keep my style of play the way I played last year. He just wants to add a few things, and it might just like taking the pressure off the halves as well. So that's what I spoke about before, just controlling the middle a bit more, and controlling the game, just taking a bit of pressure off the halves.
Yeah, you lost Angus Crichton to the Roosters at the end of the off season. There's a position vacant on that right edge. Who's the most likely player to play as that right edge second row this year?
I'd probably say Sam. I think it's a good option. I think Cameron Murray's definitely ready to start. He's a great young player, going to be a star. I think he can easily step up to that lock position. And Sam on the edge, I reckon that would be pretty good for us. He's, you know, he plays 80 minutes in the middle and dominates the middle like that. So he's just going to have even more energy on the edge.
Yeah, he'd be...
he's good wherever you play him, isn't he?
Geez, the left centre's in for some...
Oh, he wants to play halfback too. Yeah.
Damien, it's probably not a bad move given that... I thought towards the end of last year, most of your attack was going down the left edge and you got a bit predictable and teams were starting to throw that extra number across. And I reckon with Sam Burgess on that right edge just gives you a bit more of a dominant personality out there to get the ball and maybe attack down the right edge a bit more than what you did last year.
Yeah, well, probably a bit in the end, a victim of our own success last year. The left-hand side were doing so well and... like coming into that Roosters game, they just picked us off and, you know, we just kept going back to what we thought worked for us, but we didn't really have that plan B, which probably let us down a bit in that semi-final. So that's probably what we're going to be working on this year, just having those different options, not being so predictable. But you're right, with Sam Burgess there, you can't not put defenders in front of him.
No.
We're just going to use him up all day. Yeah.
No. Particularly someone else apart from yourself in front of Sam would be a better option as well. Mate, Freddie's camp, did you go up to Armidale and how did you go holding your breath?
Yeah, that was good. We had a little clinic the first day we got there and then we went across to the pool to do some breathing stuff. And it was an interesting one. Yeah, sorry about that. You know, going underwater and holding your breath, but we had to breathe out first, so... in certain exercises, so you actually didn't have any air in your lungs and you worked your way up. We did 20 seconds and 30, then 40, then 50, but once you warmed up, it was a bit strange. Like the first time we did it, really struggled to do the 20 seconds without any air, but then over time, we're all just, you know, laying underwater on the bottom of the pool for a minute. That's what we built up to, so it is possible. It's just, you spoke about, it's a lot between the ears. Just try to relax while you're under there. But I guess what it was for is just relating that back to the footy field. When you're under a bit of stress or a bit buggered, just trying to get your breathing right to be able to give yourself to recover as best as possible before you, what you got to do next.
I thought you would have been good at breathing, Damien. You're a surf lifesaver, aren't you?
Yeah, but I was on the
beach flag.
I know, but you know, you're getting in the water. You've got to hold your breath at times when you're rescuing someone.
No, I was the runner.
Oh, you were a runner. You were flags.
Hey, out of the water.
Hey, Damien, always good to chat, mate. Thanks so much for your time. And let's hope you have I won't say a better season than last year because
pretty hard season, unless you win a grand final. Well, that's the only way you'll top last year.
There you go. Let's hope you do have a better year than last year, Damien.
Hope so, mate. Thank you.
There he goes. Damien Cook there, New South Wales hooker.
Geez, he had a good year last
year. South Sydney hooker.
It was a breakout year.
Kangaroo hooker. What about Wayne Bennett? He's a funny old bloke. He's a pretty funny bloke.
Yeah, you know, I think most people will tell you that when they've had something to do with Wayne. What you see,
he doesn't like the shaking hands, Wayne.
No, he doesn't like the shaking. But you got to get in first with Wayne because he hates shaking hand. But if you put it out there, he has to shake it.
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes, he does. No. Well, he mightn't have done it to you. He's done it to me.
Mm.
I do it to him all the time. I remember Kevin Wallace telling me to do
it. See him on a Sunday and then saw him on the Monday.
Mm.
Went to shake hands with him on the Monday.
You just leave it there.
And he said, I said, what's wrong? Mm. He said, I shook your hand yesterday. I go, yeah. And he goes, well, I don't need to do it again today.
Really? I know he doesn't like doing it, but, mate, I do the old, I just leave it there. And then just follow him around. You're not going to shake my hand? Shake my hand.
Mm. So it's good to see nothing's changed.
No. But the players will love Wayne.
Once a week handshake.
Everywhere he goes, the players love him.
Anybody else with a limited handshake?